You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for tuning in to here today, friends. Thank you for tuning in, tuning your frequencies in to WGOD. God, the Word of God is on the air here, front and center with all that we do. We're going to tune in here to the Lord today, see where He's going to lead us. The scripture verse, Revelation chapter 3. We're looking at the dead church of Sardis, Revelation chapter 3, where the Lord says, as He admonishes the pastor here, remember, therefore, how you've received and heard, hold fast and repent. If, therefore, you will not watch, then I will come upon you like a thief, and you will not know in what hour I will come upon thee. We're eavesdropping in on a letter the Lord Jesus Christ wrote and dictated Himself to give to the pastor of the dead church at Sardis. So that's what we're looking at here today and Wednesday and Thursday, actually, the dead church at Sardis. How can you tell if you're in a dead church? We're going to look at that as well. Also this week, we're going to look at the famous verse, verse 5. It says, he that overcomes will be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. That's a question that's been debated for years, and that is, can a person lose their salvation? We're going to look at that as well. Let's get into part 2 of 4 now, the Lord's message to the dead church at Sardis. If you're interested, then let's fix the problems. If not, football's on at 1. Well, not yet. Remember how you have received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore you will not watch, then I'll come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. So what's the remedy for a dead church? First off, notice there is a remedy. Number one, he says, wake up. Wake up and smell the coffee. Time is short. If you think the United States of America can go 2 more generations the way things are in this country, you are deceived. Changes have to be made. Wake up. It's time to stop playing church. It's time to start taking your faith seriously. Pastor Paul Esposito says to you, do not approve of evil. Romans 1:32, Paul, the Apostle Paul, says you're just as guilty as those that commit it when you go along with it and approve of it. Romans 13:11, he says, knowing it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we believed. Wake up. Now this is the Lord speaking. Number 2, remember. Okay, what's the remedy for being in a dead church? Wake up. Number 2, remember. Remember how it used to be. Now, back in the Old Testament, God instructed the Jews to erect
stones for remembrance. So I encourage you to go back to where your stones of remembrance are. Back to where and when that God moved mightily in your life. Let God light the fire in you again. You know, just like the old Uncle Sam poster. You know, the guy with the beard there and his finger sticking out. What does he say? Huh? I want you. You know, God's looking for a few good men and a few good women. Any volunteers? Leads me to number three. What's the remedy for a dead church? Number three is get excited again. Get your joy back and your excitement if you've lost it. If you've lost it, then get it back. If you've lost your joy, get it back. Number four, repent. Repent and put it behind you. God has amnesia with your sins. Once you repent of them and turn from them. It's the only thing God ever forgets is your sins. That's good news, isn't it? You remember your sins, but God doesn't remember them. Well, imagine that when you stand before him. Lord, I'm sorry for that day when I did this. And he's going to say, what day? What are you talking about? I don't remember. And yet you suffered all those years by holding on to that when he didn't hold on to it. As far as the east is to the west, Psalm 103, verse 12. So far has he removed our sins from us. God remembers your sins no longer. Repent. Leave them here. Do an about face. Go in the other direction and forget about it and move on. It's when you do something lukewarm is where there's a problem. Dead fish, half-hearted. But that's another sermon for another week. Okay, next up is the threat. That is, what happens if you refuse to do this? If you don't wake up or watch, I'm going to come upon you like a thief unexpectedly. So what does he mean by this in this text here? Watch. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Two will be in the field. One will be taken, one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, one will be left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. Ah, you see, now I see. It looks to me like he is returning for those that look for him. Is that in the Bible anywhere? You bet it is. Hebrews 9:28. It says he's coming again a second time, apart from sin, unto salvation for those that look for him. Watch therefore, for you know not at what hour your Lord's coming. But know this, if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and not suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready. For at such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 24:38-44. This is what he means by watch. Looking for his return. You also could read more in Matthew chapter 25. But for the sake of time, we're going to move on. Again, verse 3. Remember, therefore. Remember how you've received and heard and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Now I've said it before, thieves usually do what? Steal what? Valuables, right? Verse 4. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Who's worthy? The have-nots. Notice why they're worthy. Because they've kept themselves pure. They're worthy because of what they will not do. Not because of what someone else has done for them. They're worthy because they're looking for his return and they're saying no to sin. They're worthy because of their proactive approach. They're living a holy life. Luke 21:36, watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that are come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. Now, notice, please, all the personal accountability in this letter. He's putting all this on them. On to verse 5. Now, when taken in context, this verse really provokes me to think. Remember the context. The Lord is sore at this bunch. The dead church. There's been no commendation for the dead church. Only rebuke. Verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. All right, first off, let's talk about your new clothing here. Matthew chapter 22. You want to turn to Matthew chapter 22? Let's read this parable in here. And then we'll get to the elephant in the room everyone wants me to talk about. After that. And I've got an answer for that elephant. Matthew chapter 22, verse 1. Then Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who made a marriage for his son, sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. And again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then saith he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but those which were bidden were not worthy. Go, therefore, into the highways, and as many as you will find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways, gathered together all, as many as they found, both bad and good. The wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither? How'd you get in here?
Okay, I'm going to cut into the last minute of my own program here. That was WGOD Radio, heard every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and as well as 8:45 p.m. That's rebroadcast as well. And I'm going to cut into the last minute of that to remind everyone that this is day two of our fall fundraiser here at WMIE. We have set aside and devoted this week to raise the money that this radio station needs to continue broadcasting for another 6 months. We're raising $30,000. We are at right now here at 7:14 a.m. Tuesday morning. We're at $13,740. That's where we stand. If you'd like to help us on our fundraiser, if you've given to the station in the past, would you consider partnering again with us? Enable WMIE to continue its ministry? This is your radio station, friend. We are listener-supported. It's through your financial support as well as the ministries that purchase the airtime that keep this radio station on and broadcasting at 20,000 watts up and down the Space Coast. If you'd like to make a donation and help us, we're looking to raise up now $16,260. We're believing we're going to do it between now and 5 o'clock Friday. Regular programming today and probably tomorrow. Looks like probably Thursday and Friday. Everything will be preempted as we attempt to wrap this up in one.